This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. I'm going right into a special report by John Bowne, Obama's dangerous immigration numbers lie because it integrates with open globalism. Every foreign government you can imagine telling us we can't have Donald Trump, just breaking our will, telling us that we are under international control. And now from Bloomberg, Stop Trump movement gets boost from Mexico efforts in the U.S. to turn illegals into citizens to take over the U.S. Here's John Bowne's report.
Recently, President Obama and his motorcade of citywide gridlock rolled into Austin, Texas to push more Big Brother-style federal control of the technology sector at the 2016 South by Southwest Festival. But it was a remark he made during his stop at a Democratic National Committee reception that drew ire to the ears of anyone paying attention to the growing threat building up on the Texas border. Obama claimed, "Illegal immigration is lower than it's been in 40 years." This statement was nothing less than a bait and switch aimed at the supposed stupidity of the American people, and a dangerous statement to boot. How so, you ask? Obama was referring to the comparison of Border Patrol apprehension numbers in the 1970s to the present numbers. The DHS defines apprehension data as data representing events and not individuals. Since 1970, apprehension numbers rose from 231,116 to 888,729 by 1979. Apprehensions continued to increase, averaging in the millions through the 80s, the 90s, and the beginning of the new millennium. Under George W. Bush, apprehension numbers began to decline in 2007 after Bush urged Congress to allow more than 12 million illegal immigrants to work in the United States under a temporary guest worker program. As the presidential baton was handed to yet another New World Order puppet, Obama opened the floodgates for a mass exodus with an unconstitutional executive order protecting 5 million illegals. Meanwhile, in February of 2016, DHS quietly created a new policy making it mandatory for Border Patrol agents to release illegals without a notice to appear before a judge. The numbers don't lie. It's Obama's claim that is a bold-faced deception. The Center for Immigration Studies estimates that at least 2.5 million illegals have settled in the United States since Obama took office, far more than came in under Bush. But those numbers are hard to gauge as the Border Patrol's hands are tied on apprehensions.
Although narcotics and illegal immigrant smuggling were conducted by organized crime, it was not nearly on the level we see the cartels operating today. There were even relatively small-time players conducting smuggling operations within a given area of operations. Although violence could and did erupt, the older generation of smugglers took the long view. They would rather risk losing a load of narcotics to the Border Patrol than opening fire on agents. Violence brought unwanted attention on both sides of the border, and that was bad for business. This all began to unravel in the early 2000s with the emergence of the drug cartels. These cartels are well organized, heavily armed, and pathologically violent. To give you a sense of the violence, the official death toll, as you quoted earlier, the official death toll from the cartel violence in Mexico is 60,000. This is more than the United States military lost in Vietnam. However, the unofficial death toll in Mexico is over 120,000 killed and another 27,000 missing and presumed dead. In Mexico, the cartels kill without hesitation or fear of prosecution. In May of this year, cartel members shot down a Mexican army helicopter in the state of Jalisco. Why would we expect them to behave any differently on the U.S.-Mexico border? In 2014, the Border Patrol apprehended and arrested just under 500,000 illegal immigrants, meaning that one in every five arrests last year by the Border Patrol was a criminal alien. Almost 50% of the criminal aliens deported in 2014 were convicted of aggravated felonies. These charges include murder, rape, sexual assault of a child, and drug and weapons trafficking. These are not petty criminals, and approximately 60% of those deported last year had already been deported at least once before.
Now the immigration crisis has fallen into the laps of state game wardens, who are now using devices to detect radioactive material being smuggled into the United States that could be used in a nuclear terroristic event. Clearly, national security has been grossly compromised, and the New World Order puppet-in-chief has something nefarious.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From scriptwriting to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Wow. Just when I think the globalists can't get any more out in the open, they double down. Look at the headline from Bloomberg. And it's reporting that makes this incredible act of aggression and internal meddling in our national affairs look like it's just completely normal, standard, and kosher. Here's the headline, Bloomberg, Stop Trump Movement Gets Boost from Mexico Efforts in the U.S., and the Mexican government is running TV ads, running radio ads, running print ads, spending money, and working with, quote, Spanish language news and entertainment to push illegals, you name it, to, quote, hurry up and become citizens. That means hurry up and get driver's license in California and other states and illegally vote. That's what this really is. Can you imagine if we were down in Mexico telling them who to elect, telling them what to do? They would laugh at us because for all Mexico's problems, they at least are nationalists. The communist Chinese government has come out and called him Hitler, Donald Trump, and threatened the United States and threatened Congress that you better not elect him. We have seen the British government, the current Mexican president, the former Mexican president, Saudi Arabia, the list goes on, saying, listen, you better not elect Donald Trump. And why is that? Because Donald Trump has never gone through the regular political system. He's a maverick. And that's why they've created this giant hoax that he's racist and that what he's saying is outrageous, so that a lot of trendies who have college degrees that they'll never get a job with, they'll be bagging groceries for the rest of their lives, can feel like they're good people and go vote in polls, a national poll, where 54% who were polled said, we want to punch Donald Trump in the nose. These are the same people that wanted Obama and wanted free health care and didn't get it, and now they want Bernie Sanders because he's promising him the free health care. All you got was a foreign bank screw job. These people are consummate, pseudo-intellectual, ignorant, anti-free speech, hateful people. Like, I didn't even get to all the clips yesterday. I played one of the professor running up saying, get me some muscle, no free speech allowed, and trying to attack people. And the other clips of the woman running up in Chicago saying, you're interviewing a woman of color. You're not allowed to do that because you're a white male with white privilege. No free speech. Leanne McAdoo talked to folks downtown who would just sit there and say the most racist things about white people, but it was okay because they're a minority. And this is the climate being fostered and pushed for the swallowing up of this country into global fascism. And it really shows how far we've sunk. That everyone just arrogantly does it because they know America, on average, are a bunch of rudderless, dumbed down, mainstream media consuming, arrested development boobs. When I say boobs, I say that for a reason. The popular term boob just means an idiot. No, it doesn't. It's a booby. It's a dumb, stupid, hateful pirate. And that's what these folks are who, I don't care what color they are, they can't get a job, they don't want to work hard, they just dream of conquest, how in groups they're going to go vote to get some free goodies. And then I monitored Fox, CNN, MSNBC, the cover of the Statesman this morning. I almost bought one at the gas station, I just couldn't bring myself to do it. And it said Obama gets warm welcome in Cuba from Cubans. That's the Cubans that aren't locked up, a half million of them, for being political dissidents. The government warned everyone on loudspeakers and on radio and TV, do not come out and protest or you'll be arrested and basically permanently detained. And be on your best behavior and dress nice and work extra hard while Obama's here and keep the streets clean. And you know what? They follow their orders. The country is collapsing. It has basically no manufacturing, but it has a bunch of arrogant, ruling class communists waddling around, bossing everybody about. Just like China has all these top generals and people making billions of dollars sitting on top slave factories where they'll just decide at mines and factories, you go, you know what? We're not paying you now. And they lock the workers up in container buildings and just keep them as slaves. And if you complain, they grab you and go and put you in a jail cell, blood test you, get your genetic type ready, and prepare you for harvesting. This is who Zuckerberg and Obama and the globalists are in love with. This is who they are, flaming, dripping, stinking authoritarians who have taken the wealth of America and use it to buy off a bunch of idiots and keep them at subsistence level. Then they use class envy to program the masses who dream of some red flag takeover where they'll be living in wealthy people's mansions. I can't tell you how many people came up to me and on air and in press interviews and say, but national health care is wonderful. It's wonderful in Canada. It's wonderful in England. And I'd say you can look at the dissatisfaction in national polls in both countries. They come here to get their health care, the middle class and wealthy. They don't get it in England. And they have a two-tier system, like you pay property taxes, but you don't send your kids to public school. You send them to private school, same thing. They have a elite clinic and hospital system that the government has to allow you to get to. But if you're part of the insider club, then you're allowed to go get that, just like in China and in Germany and in England and the rest of the UK. It's been in the news. They have special hospitals they go to, special MRIs, special clean vaccines, special organic reservations. I remember I was watching a PBS documentary over a decade ago, and it was Prince Philip out at one of the largest palaces. It was actually, you know, hundreds of square miles. And they had all these old villages there that they kept old-fashioned with blacksmiths and cows and sheep and ducks, and everything's organic. And it was Philip going in himself to just say, I want this, I want that, and going, all organic, nothing but pure, nothing but good. That's what they have in China. Just search engine the stories. Chinese elite have secret organic farms. And they have the army growing it for them in greenhouses. And they wear masks when they go outside. And then you see all these soft, just incredibly stupid-looking trendies who you talk to them, and they're just arrogant morons who think they're smart because they repeat talking points they get from their local trendy publications. And they think Mao is sexy. They think Cuba's sexy. They just get off on it as they lounge around in designer clothes and play on slave-made iPhones. They are the biggest contradictions I've ever seen. And there's a video up on Infowars.com. We're going to play some of it coming up, where a Tucson cop who happens to be black says he didn't know what to think of Trump, so he went to one of the rallies. The Trump people were all incredibly polite, nice, and then here come the trendies, the communists, the Black Lives Matter people, spitting and yelling and shoving and jabbing. He couldn't believe the Trump people sat there and took it. And then, of course, they had announcements before, too. Don't resist. Don't fight back. And he just kept saying, why isn't this in the news? Why do they keep saying Trump is inciting this? The few times there's been somebody swinging and punching and hitting people, Trump has said, I'll go ahead and punch that guy back. It's a totally normal response. If I was Trump, I'd say, we're not looking for trouble. We got the police and Secret Service here. But if some thug comes up and punches you, you have a right to defend yourself. But don't swing till they swing. But no, he's basically now just said, you know, I guess, roll over to it. And, man, you see these hateful, dumb dirtbags that are doing this. These people don't have jobs. They are maxed out credit cards, maxed out student loans, maxed out everything. And they live in these echo chambers on these universities in total fantasy land. They're not out there in America at the factories and the trucks and the people working hard of every race, color, and creed, trying to live a life, trying to take care of your kids. They're just a bunch of spoiled, snot-nosed idiots who like to live in Cuba, even though they've never been there. I tell you, if I see one more communist get out of a brand new Mercedes or Jaguar, I'm going to throw up, too. These people, a lot of them know they're just a takeover fraud. A lot of them know what they're doing.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. We're here live. I host the first 3 hours then. It's InfoWars fourth hour overdrive. Today, Paul Watson will be quarterbacking the fourth hour. Okay, I need to get to the Cuba visit in specifics. I need to get into China censorship, working with Zuckerberg. I need to get to Clinton emails reveal Google sought overthrow of Syria's Assad. Folks, when we went and covered Bilderberg 4 years ago in England, months before they had had Google, with all these different intelligence agencies, Apple and Twitter, meeting at the very same Wadford estate. For months, they had just closed it and used it as a command base to organize the Arab Spring. And that was in trade publications, but not in the newspapers. Because the newspapers know not to report on that, but then the establishment still puts out reports bragging about their success. So, again, we told you that 5 years ago, 4 years ago. It's now in her emails. And that's what I'm getting at. These technocrats, these big tech companies, have been created by Intel, the CIA, NSA, and others. And they set up these corporate heads who are just fronts of these companies. Microsoft was set up by IBM. IBM is a OSS precursor. I mean, this is in the literature. You have to read IBM and the Holocaust and other Pulitzer Prize-winning books to actually get deep into the meat of it. It's a shadow government. In fact, you guys pulled me the Boston Globe out of the stack yesterday where top government insider comes out and says, listen, there's a whole shadow government. Everything's run by foreign interest. We're in trouble. And this is an establishment guy that came out and said this. They knew this in the 60s, ladies and gentlemen, when books like Shadow Government were written. And so we're here telling you fact. Occasionally I get into esoteric things and, you know, say all I know is whoever's running this world is evil. It's like the devil out of the Bible. And who's the devil? A fallen angel of this planet marooned here, oppressing mankind. So they had literally over 20 publications last week say, Jones says the devil's a space alien and, you know, wants to destroy mankind. I've said whether you're an atheist or whether you're a Christian or whether you're an agnostic, the elite believe they're going to become gods. That's what Ray Kurzweil says. They believe that they're merging with machines. They believe humanity's obsolete. It fits the Bible narrative to a T. So it's real, or they're copying it and manifesting it and making it real. That's what I said. Again, out of context. Obama is sitting up there with his surrogates hyping racial division, economic class warfare. You've got all these multinational foreign countries that own our debt like China, built on the backs of hundreds of millions of slaves. And then Stop Trump movement gets boost from Mexico's efforts in U.S. And then they just report it like it's no big deal. Oh, Mexico's mounting big efforts, spending a lot of money to tell folks when they go to the U.S., don't get a driver's license, go ahead and vote. See, they spin this like they're trying to do it legally. Well, we have the details, actually, in an Kurt Nemo article on Infowars.com that actually deciphers this BS. Mexico attempting to subvert U.S. presidential election. That's right. Foreign power tries to take over America. And people say, oh, Mexico can't do that. Mexico is teamed up with the globalists to merge us into an NAU, North American Union, integration by stealth. That's in the declassified Banff, Canada, North American Union summit meeting 2007. And then what comes next? I remember reading the Washington Post 10 years ago where they had top generals being quoted saying, we're working with Canada and Mexico to put troops inside the U.S. to deal with insurrection and domestic terrorists. We believe the new threat will be patriot groups in the future. And then we get the MIAC reports and others where they say the military's main mission in NORTHCOM is battling veterans, gun owners, Christians, and conservatives. It's because the globalists are going to start a civil war. We're going to be forced to defend the Republic because we're not traitors. And they're going to announce that we're the enemy and literally try to put us in re-education camps. That's the Army's name for it. Re-education camp. Just type in Army Manual. Talks about re-education camp. They use the Soviet term. They say re-education camp. They are hiding it in plain view. Traitors inside, conditioning us to accept foreign rule, foreign troops, oppression, and being arrested for your speech. And saying Trump deserves to die for saying milquetoast stuff. Here's the article, Vote All You Want, the Secret Government Won't Change, Boston Globe. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, Atomic Clips, straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Reverend,
if you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Our government has been taken over. In 1913, a private foreign banking consortium got three laws passed. Two of them amendments. Of course, both really didn't pass. They ramrodded them through. It's in the historical record. A law that never was, written by Red Beckman. He traveled to all the states that existed in 1913. 40-something of them. There it all was, the proof. They were 10 states short. It was in the records. The states hadn't ratified. But it didn't matter. We got the private Federal Reserve. We got the income tax. And we got the 17th Amendment to take the senators from the states, to make them popularly elected, not voted for and appointed by the legislature. Then in 1921, British intelligence activates their plan to retake the United States. Pratt House is established. Council on Foreign Relations. New York City. Hollywood is given massive British intelligence funding. Suddenly all the heroes on the movies are British swashbucklers and heroes. France is the enemy. Patriots are the enemy. Suddenly the Queen of England, reviled in this nation, is on coffee cups and tea mugs everywhere, and it's in the women's and ladies' magazines how great the royal family is. And look what we've turned into today. It just gets worse and worse. Cecil Rhodes' plan, launched in 1900, to take the British Empire underground with a corporate system worldwide of shadow governments, secret assassination teams, and narcotics trafficking, as well as white slavery. And now it's all here. A world government built around enslavement. And America has been brought to the cemetery gates. They want to put us 6 feet under and complete the world government. But only after our blood's been sucked out of us to feed the beast. That beast is now standing on its 2 feet. No longer is it in a crib. It's hungry. It's coming. Battle is now just beginning. All right, let's go ahead and get right into this, because when you look at an issue like Obama going to Cuba and meeting with Fidel Castro, the dictator, his brother's the current dictator, they pass power hereditarily, just like North Korea. It's royalty, but they have lots of red flags and crumbling houses, and so everything's okay, like North Korea. And now they're announcing, oh, the big corporations are going to come in with a monopoly deal and horrible low wages, and they're going to force the agrarian and fishermen of Cuba, this is all being announced, to go work in the casinos and the hotels, and they're going to put restrictions in on fishing and farming and make you go to the cities and be a slave at factories. And then the generals and Raul and everybody will be billionaires. Just like the China one-party model. In fact, I would imagine Cuba will probably start selling organs. And I'm not kidding. This is a formula. And it's sick. I can walk into a grocery store in Mexico. I've done it. And buy pancake mix. And I don't need to be able to read Spanish. I can see the three lines on the back and figure out it says milk and eggs. Just add that. Shake and bake. It's a formula. And I can look at Cuba. I can look at the Arab Spring. I can look at Syria. I can look at Ukraine. And I know who's behind it. And then it's in the news who's behind it. Google didn't put an Arab Spring in of real reformers and real liberals. No. They knew that was coming and was popular. So they overthrew the governments and put Saudi Arabian jihadists in, because that's what they want. They want oppression, and they want strong men, and they want thugs to run the show. But they sit up there and get all the liberal donor groups to give them money to bring freedom to the women of the Middle East. Think about how arrogant and out of control these people are. the CIA in more than 80 countries since its inception in 1947, look this up, has a preference to install dictators. Oligarchies are even more preferable because you only have 10 or 15 guys in a bureau that actually run things and have puppet presidents. That's even harder for the public to figure out. Hugo Chavez completely sold Venezuela out and built himself and his family and everybody else huge Swiss palaces. And if you read the Davos Forum from 2 years ago, they brag that no one pays better international debts than communists. And you've only got to work with the leadership. You buy them off. They act like they're fighting the West. The West acts like they're fighting them. Those big multinationals come in. There's no unions. There's no environmental laws. There's no regulations. There's no safety net. You cut your arm off in a factory, you don't get anything. And if you complain, your wife gets fired from the state-run bakery. And then your kids get beat up in the school. You want somebody telling you what to eat, where to go, what you can say? You want to be a slave? You want to live in Bernie's big, fat, stinking plantation with a bunch of pseudo-intellectual, lazy, hateful scum telling you how to run your life? You're a woman who wants to be in the theater. You ready to get down on your hands and knees to the party officials, no matter how talented you are? You want to live a totally humiliated life with no choices? I look at these spoiled, rotten, stupid, moronic, unhistorical people running around demanding they get something free as if the mega banks want to give you anything free. You stupid, lazy, arrogant, dense fools. And the very same people that run censorship and organ harvesting are organ harvesting our babies here. And they are saying Donald Trump is Hitler. Donald Trump can't go to heaven. Donald Trump's so horrible. And all the fad-driven, lottery ticket mentality people, they get up and they go, yeah, yeah. And they wave communist flags in front of Trump Tower, cussing at families as they go in, saying, the revolution's coming. We're going to kill all of you. We're going to shoot you. We're going to murder you. And it came out in court with the weathermen that they would sit around just with top PhDs talking about how they were going to put 50 million Americans in forced labor camps and kill half of us and just getting off on it. And then I've been around Democrats and other professors who I had no idea were communists who've come here before, and they've uncloaked in front of me and said, we're going to murder and kill everybody. You better join us. And look at all psychopathic. These are cults of filth, dangerous, evil people. They want to rape your wife. They want to stomp your guts out in the forced labor camp. That's what they do. They want to hurt you. They want to dominate you. They don't want to grow fields of food. They don't want to fix cars. They don't want to build houses. They don't want to build swimming pools. They don't want to send their kids to a good college. They hate everyone that's more successful than them. They hate good-looking families. They hate people who are informed. They hate people who are strong. They hate you because they're fallen, evil sacks of crap. Do you understand that? And they're coming for us, and we better get that through our heads. Let me tell you, most of these bug-eyed maggots know exactly what they're doing. I've had all over this country, from New York to Austin to Denver to Los Angeles, California, anarchists come up to me who are really communist, everything's alive with them, and punch me in the back and wait for me to attack them. And I'll say, you guys are communists. You're calling yourself anarchists. and you're fun about big foundations, and they'll go, of course we are, you filth. When we are control, you're dead. And you look at them, they're just weak little groups of scum that think killing good people is powerful. Let me tell you something, filth. You actually start a civil war, the patriots are going to mop the floor with you. You're pathetic. You come from bad families and evil people. I guarantee your entire family line is a bunch of scum. I'm so sick of you people. You dishonorable, cowardly pieces of garbage. Excuse me. I just can't get around these people anymore. I just can't even think about them anymore. And the brainwashed bots of the state. I mean, look at this photo. China hides millions of layoffs, jails miners protesting unpaid wages, and it shows the face of the military guard out front, the Mao image there at the Forbidden City. And you look at the power trip these guys are in whenever they're dragging political dissidents away by the throat to be put in suicide vans. Suicide vans, execution vans. I remember I first told people about 15 years ago about mobile execution vans before it was in the news. People didn't believe me. And then once it was in the news, they said, big deal. See, these are people who aren't strong in and of themselves and don't build anything. They just join with the state, show how subservient and sycophantic they are. They create a cult of evil, and they run around like vampires feeding on the literal organs and tissue of humanity, selling it. And that's what we've reduced ourselves down to. That's what this nation and this world is falling into because there is no standards. We won't stick up for each other. And then Donald Trump just says we have to control our borders. Terrorists are coming across. People are coming across. They're getting all this free welfare. We're collapsing. And people act like it's the end of the world. Let's play this short clip out of a larger report Leanne McAdoo did with the folks on the street in Austin. The double standard. And if this was a white person saying what this black guy saying, it would be called racist.
All parties need to stop throwing the race card out there and let's figure out what the hell we need to control. Because we know, you know what I'm saying, most terrorists come from the Muslim culture. Not saying most terrorists are Muslim, but they come from that, you know, that side of life. Most immigrants and, you know, a lot of crime does come from outside people that we can't control because they're in illegally, but let's worry about controlling that first. Let's do shut our borders down.
But you sound racist right now.
I don't sound racist. I don't feel like I sound racist because I just want...
If you were white, though, like, you would be very racist right now.
I agree. You know what I'm saying? I definitely agree because it seems like the tables are kind of flipping around now that, you know, my culture as African Americans, we're able to say certain things, and then when Caucasians say the same thing, we kind of take it out of proportion.
Powerful piece. And then she also interviewed a bunch of folks that was just like, F Trump, I want to kill him. I want to beat him up. I want him dead. Black, white, didn't matter. Who didn't have any facts. It just felt good to say, yeah, he's bad. We're all part of a club hating him. And so just like in Cuba, they censor everybody and jail political dissidents in China. Mark Zuckerberg has gone to China to meet with the leader of the Chinese Propaganda Bureau. He met with the head of their internet censorship group last year and is implementing many of those systems. I put out a video this weekend that had 24,000 views during the live stream. They wouldn't let us put a name on it and delisted it. A normal Facebook mentions would have about 300,000 views like that. It had 25,000 views. They just blocked it. They just didn't let it go out. And that's the type of stuff they deal with. And I was pointing out that Obama Soros are trying to launch a race war was the name of the video. And they wouldn't let it go out. When Navy SEAL groups put out memes about Benghazi, just pointing out what Hillary did, they wouldn't let that information get out. And when they're trying to do that, folks, that means you're only a few minutes from midnight of everything being shut down. And that's what we're trying to do is bully the Trump people. Report, Secret Service, Trump campaign increasing security after threats to family. and violent protests. You have counter-assault assets. You have counter-sniper assets. That says to me that this is a grave threat. NBC News. It's up on InfoWars.com. Majority of Americans say they'd like to punch Trump full in the face. That's up on InfoWars.com. A Steve Watson article. 54% in the national poll. Tucson cop. We're going to play some of this when we come back. Anti-Trump protesters. Most hateful people I've ever seen. Soros board member chairs firm running online voting for Tuesday's Utah caucus. What's wrong with having old Soros involved in your voting? He's a good guy, right? He's a good old person, cares a lot about you. You won't believe what a liberal protester just did to an effigy of Donald Trump. Hung it, burned it. And just how dumb these people are. And they just act like they're so cool and they're so tough. I mean, these are the most pathetic, dumb people who you know don't have jobs, don't know how to tie their shoelaces, don't know how to wipe their noses. They just know how to go act tough and beat up a pinata. That's how they're going to get more free goodies, is if you kill Donald Trump. Because it's so fashionable to hate a white guy, isn't it? It's so fashionable to just be part of this idiot moron culture. I mean, look at these liberal trendies in the video. They look like Bozo the Clown, all of them. They all look dumber than my dog. They just have that stupid look in their eye. I just cannot tell you. That's why MSNBC always talks about how smart liberals are and how dumb conservatives are. It's because mainline liberals are the most trendy, vapid, empty, stupid people in the world. That's the big secret.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Just the chains of prison moons are shattered by the sun. I walk around horizons change, the tournament's begun. The purple piper plays his tune, the choir softly sing. Lullabies in an ancient tongue for the court of the crimson.
Think about these headlines. Obama embraces Fidel Castro in historic meeting. Not a word about the political dissidents, the executions, the torture. Zuckerberg meets with the communist Chinese leadership to help censor the internet. Stop Trump movement gets boost from Mexico's efforts in the U.S., Mexico getting illegals to go get driver's license and vote, and mainstream media doesn't call it subversion by a foreign power or treason with the administration working with them. No, it's a good thing. Thank God helps here the cavalry to stop that evil real estate builder and jobs creator, Donald Trump. Oh, we're so lucky the communist Chinese, the greatest murderers in history, are against him. And so's Vicente Fox. Oh, we're so lucky. And the Wall Street Journal says People's Daily chief warns of historic mistake if China loses grip on new media. So there's articles about, oh, it's important they keep censorship. And censorship summit, Facebook meets with China's propaganda chief. Oh, they're saving us. Before I go any further, we are extending this till tonight because people have asked us to, and then it is over. And your purchase funds the operation, so it's a win-win. Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2, 37% off, ends tonight, and it is going to end tonight. Also, we're going to end it tonight because we're about to run out of the colloidal silver toothbrushes that you get free with a bottle of Silver Bullet colloidal silver at InfoWarsLife.com. It's already discounted at $19.95. You get a free toothbrush with it, a $5 value. They sell for like $8, but we get them in bulk, so we get them for like... Anyways, the point is, InfoWarsLife.com, great for your children, great for your husband, your wife, whatever the case may be. And the little profit we make helps fund the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. And some of the products are always sold out. But unless you're signed up for AutoShip, you get 10% off with AutoShip. And we always hold back enough for people that are already on AutoShip and a small surplus. So a way to never run out of Super Male Vitality or Oxy Powder or Deep Cleanse or the Colloidal Silver or any of the other great products is to simply sign up for auto shipping at an additional discount at InfoWarsLife.com. And really, you owe it to yourself to try Super Male Vitality, to try Anthroplex, Super Female Vitality, the X2, Secret 12, Winter Sun. I mean, all of these are the very best products we can bring you in the industry at the lowest price. We're going to come out with a nutraceutical probiotic that is the best, hands down, that could sell for $130. I think I'm going to sell it for $40. And they're going, really, you only want like $10 profit on this? And I said, yeah. I want to have the very best. And so everybody comes to us, and then we help people, and we make even bigger profits because we sell even more. InfoWarsLife.com. Check out the philosophy of healthy living. It's amazing.
Visit GCNLive.com today.